WA Mobile.
WAKN4TFW. How are you doing this evening?
KN4TFW, KN4VWA. This is Steve on this end. I'm in Inman. My goodness, what is that blue stuff up in the sky?
Yeah, Roger, I was getting tired of seeing it all falling down on me.
Well, you know what? I keep telling folks I'm about to start getting moldy.
Yeah, Roger that. Missed you at class on Tuesday.
Yeah, I had a service call in Asheville and just couldn't get back in time. I didn't get to leave out of Asheville until about 4:30, quarter of 5. And then I got hung up in that stupid traffic on 26 trying to come down past 40. Oh, my gosh. That place reminds me of 385 and 85.
Yeah, Roger, on that one, I know whenever we come back from Kentucky from the daughter's house, I got to come right through there at 40 and 26, and usually it's some kind of uh-oh right there for sure.
Well, I tell a lot of people I just don't understand. You know, the little pedal on the right makes it go. The pedal in the middle makes it stop. The big round one in the middle makes it go left and right. You know, all you got to do is stay ahead of it.
Through the gorge, and they every mile they told you that the right lane was going to close, you know, and if everybody had gone over to the left, we could have shot right on through there, but no, they got to stay in the right lane and then just bottleneck it all up.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you just can't fix stupid, and don't be jinxing me now, because I got to go through there tomorrow morning.
That state line, North Carolina, Tennessee state line, North Carolina's working on the median wall all the way up until like May. So they got the inside lanes closed for about, I don't know, last 5 miles there.
And does it just simply stay blocked up all the time?
No, I've shot through there. It just depends on the time of day you go through there. When we were going up to Kentucky, we went right through there and never noticed anything. But then on the way coming back, traffic wasn't that bad. Just the people that just wouldn't get over. You know, they told you every mile for 5 miles that you needed to get over, but they just wouldn't do it.
And you know what? That's why when I get right down to it and it's time to get over, I don't let anybody in. Hey, if I haven't got enough brains to get over before that, you know, hey, it's your problem. I heard you say your wife is from up in Kentucky. What part?
No, my daughter's living up there. She's living in Junction City.
Johnson City or Junction City?
Yeah, Junction City. It's right by Danville.
Bit different part of the state, because I'm originally from eastern Kentucky, over in coal country, over near Pikeville.
They're in that more mountainous area.
Yeah, well, the spot where I'm from, you walk down one side of the mountain, step over the creek, and go right back up the other side.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. It's very beautiful country out there to just, you know, just isn't a lot of jobs, but it was a lot cheaper for her to live there than it is down here. Lord knows it's getting more expensive every day. If you're single and trying to make it on one income, it's tough.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's true. Well, so where are you and what's your name?
We're on Edwards Road. Right now I'm headed over towards Stacks Omega over there on Orchard Park.
Uh-huh. And your name?
Yeah, it's Ken from class.
Oh, okay. Ken from class. All right, I'm here somewhere. Daggone. I tell you what, it's been raining so much that the brain just sloshing around.
Jimmy told me they had liver and onions on the menu tonight, and I just can't hardly resist.
Well, there you go. And you going to Stacks what?
It's called Stacks Omega. It's on Orchard Park. You know where the Outback is over here by Hayward Road and 385?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just right down the hill from there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know where you're talking about. Is it still Stathakis?
Yeah, they don't own it no more. They've sold out, but the name is still there. And same partner runs it. And that, but my wife's been there 30 years probably.
How about that? And she works there?
Yeah, Roger. She used to wait tables and manage and that. Now she just cashiers and substitute manages and that right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, then she knew the Stathakis as well then.
Yeah, she started when the restaurant first opened, so she knew all of them all. You know, watched all their kids grow up and everything.
Yeah, now, one of the boys had taken over there at one time. He's not doing it anymore?
It's owned by a family called Kumos now. And he was the father was the partner with George Stathakis. And then they sold out. So I don't know if the Stathakis have a restaurant running right now or not.
One of the Stathakis' sons was a chef. And I think he was working over there by Haywood Mall in that restaurant. But, you know, they shut that one down, and I don't know what's become of the rest of them.
Yeah, his name was Michael, and he's, last I heard, he's up somewhere in Spartanburg. He may have a restaurant up there in Spartanburg.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was, out of the Stathakis, he was the one that tried to be on TV some.
The one that, when the two fathers finally, you know, gave the restaurant to their sons and that, and then he sold out to the one that's running this Omega right now.
Now, is that Kumos, is that related to the Kumos that had the Kumos on Augusta Road?
I can't help you on that one. I don't know that for sure. You need to be talking to my wife about that, KN4TFW.
Okay. All right, KN4BWA. Yeah, I'm just about to destinate. I'm going to meet my wife out. We're going to grab a little supper tonight. And I don't know if she's here yet or not, whether she's beating here, but yeah, she has. Well, I got to sign off there, Ken. Hey, how bad was the class on Tuesday night?
About the same as the class before that last Tuesday night.
Second half of chapter 4.
Yeah, Roger, it wasn't as bad as the first half, and that there was some stuff in the second half of the class that was interesting in that, but it wasn't too bad. He showed you some tricks to remember the answers to the questions, so it wasn't too bad.
Well, so we're going to start into chapter 5 on this coming Tuesday night?
Yeah, Roger.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to back on out of here and go feed my face. And I will talk to you soon, bud. KN4, BWA. I'll be clear after your final.
All right, 73, Steves. And I hope you guys have a good evening and a safe trip back home. And look forward to catching you on the radio again. KN4, TFW.
TFW, KK4, NXC.
Good evening. How you doing, Mike?
Thought I would just say hello. I missed you on the way back in. I didn't leave work till late.
Yeah, I guess late isn't really the word for it. You're pulling ahead, huh?
No, there you go. No, I didn't leave till about 5, but I figured you'd already made it home. Well, you guys enjoy dinner out, and I'll catch you in the morning.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Have a safe trip home, and I'll catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
KK4 NXC clear.